Chapter 7. Sustainment. This chapter provides the framework by which the Army sustains the global MD program. The chapter begins with an overview of ballistic missile sustainment to include Army responsibility and unique ballistic missile site characteristics. The chapter then describes the support concept and principles that enable sustainment of global MD. The chapter concludes by describing the combination of unique contractor and Army-provided support to the specialized facilities and personnel required to maintain readiness. Sustainment Requirement Overview. The Army's responsibility for global MD sustainment support extends into a combatant command AOR and may be modified when sustainment support is otherwise provided for by agreements with host nation agencies, joint services, or by combatant commanders. The combatant command may determine that common servicing would be beneficial within the AOR or a designated operational area. If so, the combatant command may delegate the responsibility for providing or coordinating service for all service components in the AOR or designated area to the service component that is the dominant user. Service components identify and validate support requirements in both the deliberate and crisis action planning processes, and then provides these requirements to the supporting service component as soon as possible. Global MD units have several characteristics that affect their sustainment. Continuous 24-hour operations. Oversight must be consistent and include careful scheduling of maintenance activities to avoid unintended gaps in coverage. Many homeland defense elements are large permanent structures, which are decades old and may require frequent service life extension upgrades. Many global MD elements are mobile by design and reside in locations with increased threats. Many sites are in northern latitudes, where operation in cold weather is a factor. The limited number of sites create a very low density for line item replaceable units and trained military occupational specialty positions. Some BMD systems require extensive contractor support maintenance concept, which requires contractor lifecycle support. Planned upgrades are in phased incremental capability deliveries. Successive capability deliveries increase the overall capability of the system to meet the evolving threat. However, these planned upgrades pose operational and sustainment challenges. Support concept. Originally, the GMD system was a testbed operation that was primarily designed to serve as a test and development environment. When the system was directed to transition to operational status, the GMD system provided an initial limited defensive operational capability. However, the requirement to simultaneously use the GMD system as a testbed to perform non-operational development, test, exercise, training, and maintenance activities remained. The requirement for simultaneous use of the GMD elements to conduct both tactical operations and other necessary activities remains valid. This ideal has expanded to many other global MD elements. Simultaneous use means a partial set of elements is continuously available and on operational alert, regardless of any non-operational activities taking place. Consequently, the support concept developed to meet the varying needs of all global MD elements are broad and cannot simply focus on operational support. Support principles. Support of the commander's plan and intent is the goal of all sustainment efforts. Successful support is both effective and efficient. Effective support requires a thorough understanding of the commander's intent and synchronizing support plans with the concept of operations. Successful support must be both effective and efficient. Even though global MD is unique in many aspects, there are 7 common principles of support that apply to facilitate effective and efficient support operations. The 7 principles are responsiveness, simplicity, flexibility, economy, attainability, sustainability, and survivability. Responsiveness. The right support in the right quantity in the right place at the right time. Among the logistic principles, responsiveness is the keystone. All else becomes irrelevant if the logistic system cannot support the concept of operations of the supported commander. Simplicity fosters efficiency in the planning and execution of national and AOR logistic operations. Mission-type orders and standardized interoperable procedures contribute to simplicity. Establishment of priorities and pre-allocation of supplies and services by the supported unit may simplify logistics sustainment. Flexibility. The ability to adapt logistics structures and procedures to changing situations, missions, and concepts of operation. Logistics plans and operations must be flexible in order to achieve both responsiveness and economy. This principle is a guide for strategic thinking and forms the template for synchronized and coordinated joint logistic planning. Economy. Achieved when effective support is provided using the fewest resources at the least cost and within acceptable levels of risk. At some level and to some degree, resources are always limited. When prioritizing and allocating resources, the commander must continuously consider economy and optimize use of resources to ensure effectiveness and mission success while supporting every effort toward achieving efficiency. Attainability. The ability to provide the minimum essential supplies and services required to begin combat operations and is sometimes referred to as adequacy. The commander's logistics staff develops the concept of logistic support, completes the logistic estimate, and initiates resource identification based on the supported commander's requirements, priorities, and apportionment. Sustainability. A measure of the ability to maintain logistic support to all users throughout the AOR for the duration of the operation. Sustainability focuses the supporting commander's attention on long-term objectives and capabilities of the supported forces. Long-term support is the greatest challenge for the logistician, who must not only attain the minimum essential materiel levels to initiate combat operations, readiness, but must also sustain those operations. Survivability. The capacity of the organization to prevail in the face of potential destruction. Logistic units and installations are also high-value targets that must be safeguarded by both active and passive measures. Active measures must include a defense plan for supply with provisions for reinforcement and protection against air and missile threats. Passive measures include dispersion, physical protection of personnel and equipment, deception, and limiting the size of an installation to what is essential for the mission. Global Missile Defense Sustainment Concept. The government-furnished equipment support concept provides support to the commander by including a single life-cycle support contractor who is responsible for all system-peculiar maintenance support and is responsive to the commander's direction. Through its prime contractor support system, the prime contractor manages all logistical areas of maintenance and system upgrades. Supply support, support equipment training and training devices, technical data, computer resources, facilities and system facilities maintenance, packaging, handling, storing, and transporting. In addition, commanders must have a thorough understanding of the contractor's statements of work and their benchmarks and provisions for ensuring responsive and appropriate logistics support. The centralized logistics management support structure is under the support contractor's responsibility as follows. A logistics control center is the support contractor's responsibility. The logistics control center provides a single point of contact for all sustainment actions and readily accessible sustainment information, such as repair parts usage, due-ins, equipment status, and equipment readiness reporting data. The contractor operates the on-site control center, tailored to the needs of the elements at each location. The on-site support center is the main element through which the contractor manages the maintenance support of elements and reports to the commander. Within the on-site support center, the maintenance management center is the single point of contact to facilitate the military oversight of the support contractor and ensures the contractor's responsiveness to the commander's direction. The maintenance of government-furnished equipment exists at two levels, unit-level on-site maintenance and depot-level off-site maintenance. Some depot-level maintenance may be performed on-site due to the requirements for continuous 24-hour operations. extensive use of both diagnostic and prognostic maintenance capabilities using built-in test equipment, built-in test, and condition-based maintenance plus procedures to automatically predict, detect, and isolate faults down to the line replaceable unit without interfering with mission performance while the system is operating. The contractor replaces the line replaceable unit and repairs it on-site or off-site as required. For the long term, the Army considers the use of commercial equipment and practices best for the fixed sites. Reachback is the use of prime contractor assets outside of the support contract when it becomes necessary to sustain acquisition, construction, maintenance, operation, and disposition of facilities. Fix or fight criteria. Operators and maintainers determine system capability failure analysis criteria to evaluate systems capabilities and to determine if components are likely to fail during crisis or combat operations. Logistics considers the parameters that have negative effects on the probability of engagement success, such as time to troubleshoot, time to repair, availability of line replaceable unit for repair operations, criticality of defended asset, and time to impact. These criteria determine if operations proceed or if a system is taken offline for repair. The MDA continues to have primary responsibility for development and production contracts, which encompass the hardware and software development efforts, obsolescence risk reduction, testing, and site system hardware procurement. They retain responsibility for software configuration management and for post-deployment software support regardless of whether a MDA or Army contract is used. The key imperative is contractor support must be responsive to the operational need and sustain operations on a non-interference basis. This is critical given the importance of the global MD mission and the need to generate forces in crisis. Commanders must be familiar with ATP 4-10 to ensure contractor operations support the mission. Contractor logistics support. The maintenance strategy is a two-level maintenance concept referred to as field and sustainment maintenance. The Army normally refers to this concept as organizational and depot levels of maintenance. However, since supporting the global MD components are conducted via contractor logistics support, the field and sustainment maintenance is often referred to as on-site and off-site maintenance. The prime contractor is responsible for identifying and accomplishing on-site tasks and tasks which require equipment to be sent off-site for repair or replacement by the prime contractor or the original equipment manufacturer. On-site maintenance consists of tasks performed on both the installed equipment and removing failed items for repair at maintenance facilities within the compound. All maintenance activities are conducted via contractor logistics support. The prime contractor is responsible for planning, acquiring, and implementing all activities necessary to support the program. For example, the contractor logistics support contract for the AN-TPY-2 FBM system requires the contractor to sustain the AN-TPY-2 FBM system at all deployed locations. Support equipment and services may be obtained from the host command or host nation. Trade studies have been conducted to improve global MD maintenance concepts. Off-site maintenance is performed by the prime contractor or the original equipment manufacturer as agreed upon between the Army and MDA. Off-site maintenance includes depot-level repairable items, other unit maintenance, environment, transportation, and initial spare parts as required. Condition-based maintenance plus is the application and integration of appropriate processes, technologies, and knowledge-based capability to improve the reliability and maintenance effectiveness of DoD systems and components. Condition-based maintenance plus is maintenance performed on evidence of need provided by reliability-centered maintenance analysis and other enabling processes and technologies such as system health monitoring and management using embedded sensors. To the commander, condition-based maintenance plus is the ability to meet mission requirements with proactively driven maintenance, as well as the ability to optimize the competing demands of warfighting and planned maintenance. Prime Contractor Support System. The deployment and maintenance system of the prime contractor provides contractor logistics support to meet the readiness objective for the fielded global MD elements. To accomplish this, the deployment and sustainment system has put in place a prime contractor support system that uses a two-level maintenance concept of on- and off-site maintenance. The Office of Emergency Management and the prime contractor develop and implement a single integrated support infrastructure as the method for implementing an executable support system. The prime contractor support system is composed of organization, functions, information systems, tools, and a communications infrastructure. The deployment and maintenance system support organization centrally manages the prime contractor support system through the logistics control center. Each BMD element has its own logistics control center. Prime contractor support system overview. Prime contractor support system provides the support infrastructure and maintenance management system for support of prime mission equipment, associated support equipment, and operational facilities. Logistics Control Center provides centralized management of the support system. Off-site support centers execute hands-on maintenance of prime mission equipment at sites. Off-site support centers perform depot support located at prime mission equipment repair facilities. Integrated Data Management and Communications links Prime Contractor Support System together. Logistics Control Center. A Logistics Control Center provides centralized management of all sustainment development program resources and activities. A Logistics Control Center is located at the Prime Contractor facilities and manned by subject matter experts from all the Prime offices. Each BMD system has its own logistics control center, responsible for serving all elements of the system. MDA provides key interfaces for the logistics control center and the site managers for the operations center. The principal functions and responsibilities of the logistics control center are as follows. Coordinates the repair, replenishment, movement, inventory, distribution, and modification of all prime mission equipment elements. Maintain support data on global MD elements, including status and location. Provide scheduled and unscheduled maintenance information to track relevant statistical data on all global MD elements as required. Analyzes prime contractor support system sustainment performance data to determine improvement in the system effectiveness. Provides reports as required to government and prime contractor management. Provides centralized management of processes and procedures, acquisition control, transportation coordination, and authority for parts reroute. Provides training to personnel prior to deployment. Collects maintenance data from sites, compiles reports, and distributes reliability, availability, and maintainability data and other analysis. Provides program administrators for sustainment management information systems, computerized inventory and maintenance management system, and training records databases. Maintains prime contractor support system metrics. Use of spiral development. Global MD systems frequently use a spiral development process. The concept allows a system to be developed and deployed now, then undergo regular system improvements over the lifetime of the system to respond to changing threats. Spiral development uses planned upgrades to gradually add advanced capabilities while spreading the cost over decades. Spiral development includes physical space, power upgrades and distribution, and air handling without interference or impact to mission operations. The local commander is centrally involved in all systems upgrades and maintenance decisions to ensure current operations are not degraded and ensure there are no impacts to system sustainment operations. Because the mission requires continuous operations, windows of opportunity to shut down specific sections of a system for routine and preventive maintenance are closely monitored. Performing maintenance in real time without interference and before malfunctions cause secondary and tertiary faults is critical to the mission. Redundancy and multiple nodes in systems allow sub-elements to be offline while performing maintenance. Managing maintenance windows for equipment is accomplished through the asset management process. The system requires certification testing of new hardware and software for fixes and upgrades. Any equipment or software connected to operations must be rigorously tested and certified before incorporation in the operational configuration. Some testing may be conducted on a non-interference basis, and some testing may require the entire system to be shut down. Other sustainment operations. Global MD elements require continuous, reliable electrical power, air handling, and fire protection. Primary considerations are: the site operates on tactical generators that are high-altitude electromagnetic pulse, known as HEMP-hardened. Where possible, the site operates on commercial power when low-threat conditions allow. The extreme dependence of the system operation on both electrical power and cooling equipment requires that the sites have their own backup power generators. Heating, cooling, and ventilation must be available to support year-round continuous operations. Chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear protection must be integral to the design of system operations facilities. Fire protection is an operational concern for global MD elements that must operate continuously. The unit coordinates for fire protection and equipment not likely to cause collateral damage to the system and allow the system to operate through all emergencies. Limited time operation by personnel within enclosed environments is possible. For example, using breathing apparatus to accomplish emergency functions as required. Sustainment reporting and activity processes. Operational reporting is conducted by all elements for sustainment actions and situational awareness purposes. The Fire Control Node forwards equipment outages reports, known as OutSpot, up their chain and to the appropriate command center. An asset management conference is conducted with key agencies to evaluate the impacts and effects to operations capability. Immediately following the asset management conference, outages affecting operations and protection capabilities are reported and posted to all global MD agencies. The BMD Operational Readiness Reporting System is the system of record to collect operational readiness and system configuration data generated by the BMD elements. It is a portal-based reporting and data collection system developed specifically to provide operational readiness and system configuration information for the global MD. It accumulates operational readiness and system configuration information from data received within the operation support centers or from any site with access to their portal. The Operational Readiness Reporting System asset list is maintained on a classified portal. Unit readiness. Unit readiness is directly tied to sustainment operations. Global MD elements must remain ready to successfully complete the Global MD mission while managing many factors such as routine maintenance, equipment upgrades, and training. Commander ensures elements are operationally ready according to the potential for attack, the threat level, force protection, information protection, operational area security, anti-terrorism, survivability, chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear safety and readiness condition. Ultimately, it is the commander of a global MD element who is responsible for unit readiness. Therefore, the commander participates in asset management conferences and is involved in making schedules and readiness decisions. Army sustainment for global missile defense. The Army's sustainment objective is to ensure mission success. Global MD elements must be operationally ready according to the force protection condition and the readiness condition to defend against potential attack. Operations and sustainment are interdependent. Sustainment provides the commander the means to initiate and maintain operations at all levels of warfare. Sustainment fundamentals. The science of sustainment fundamentals for the Army applies to global MD elements and integrates strategic, operational, and tactical sustainment efforts. The sustainment fundamentals include mobilization and deployment of units, personnel, equipment, and supplies in support of the global MD operations worldwide. Properly employed global MD forces allow a nation the freedom of action to deliver forces and materiel to the required points of application across the range of military operations, from stability operations to major combat operations, to successfully conduct those operations. A nation's capability to deliver logistic resources has historically been a major factor in military operations, JP4O. During materiel acquisition, the Army requires critical systems be militarized, ruggedized, or hardened to operate reliably in environments which might be subject to attacks. An example of militarized, ruggedized, and hardened is the Global MD Tactical Support Facilities, which can withstand chemical and biological attacks. Deployed forces must take steps to decrease their vulnerability to, or reduce the effectiveness of, an attack. For example, during deployment, forces can use site reconnaissance and selection, field fortifications and dispersal, implement post-attack recovery and reconstitution procedures, ensure critical functions and capabilities remain intact by using backup or alternate systems, redundant or robust means to reduce vulnerability to attack. Facilities. The Army must maintain support and facilities for global MD sites both within the continental United States and OCONUS. For the Army Facilities Management and Responsibilities, CAR 420-1. Installation Management Command has responsibility for facilities and support. The basis for additional OCONUS considerations are the Status of Forces Agreement or Host Nation Agreement that may augment the method of support provided by Installation Management Command. Sustainment at BMD locations include maintenance support for mobile elements, fixed facilities, site complex, and support facilities. The base must be a closed area in the territory of the host nation used by United States forces pursuant to the provisions of the Agreement for the Purpose of Deployment of GBIs. The base constitutes an agreed facility and area as defined in the United States Host Nation Supplemental Status of Forces Agreement. The base corresponds to a United States installation. The BMD complex is a restricted area. Restricted areas are located within the military base or installation where all system components, support equipment, installation, and maintenance is under United States control. BMD facilities are permanent structures built within the complex to house, operate, or support system operations. Mission Tactical Facilities. Mission tactical facilities are those facilities that contain or are essential to the operation of launch essential mission critical equipment and systems. The design of BMD facilities meets specific operating requirements and environments. These requirements include power and heating plant, fuel storage facility, interceptor field, mechanical electrical building, interceptor monitoring building, in-flight interceptor communication system data terminals, communication support complex, site infrastructure, such as, but not limited to, communications, power, and water distribution lines that directly connects to or operates with launch essential mission critical equipment and systems. Mission support facilities. Mission support facilities are collocated with the tactical facilities in the launch farm complex and are required to operate and sustain those components. The design of facilities meet the operating requirements and environments of the system being sustained. The baseline tactical sustainment facilities are administration and maintenance facility, security monitoring and response facility, entry control station, logistic warehouse, interceptor storage facility, water supply building, wastewater treatment facility, general site infrastructure, such as water, sewer, electrical, fire protection, roads, fences, parking areas. Personnel. Army soldiers and prime contractor personnel staff and maintain systems for continuous 24-hour operations. The approach for operational and support personnel are qualified and certified military personnel, and the maintenance and support personnel are provided via a contractor logistics support concept. Contract personnel fall under a chain of command established by the prime contractor. The Army, in conjunction with the prime contractor and individual global MD element, specifies the quantities and skills of labor required for the element. Military personnel are expected to have completed their respective institutional resident training courses, been awarded their required Army Military Occupational Specialty Codes or Area of Concentration, upgraded their proficiency via on-the-job training and experience, and attended advanced residence courses. These individuals may occupy operations, maintenance, and support positions that include operator, command, staff, instructor, and test functions. The local unit commander of each element is responsible to certify personnel in their positions. Contractor personnel are qualified and certified by their respective organizations on assigned positions and duties. Missile Defense Agency. The MDA keeps combatant commands informed of the programs, plans, system capabilities, characteristics, limitations, and sustainment plans of Global MD. They provide responses to requests for information and analysis in support of Global MD planning, operations, and sustainment. The Secretary of the Army signed an overarching memorandum of agreement between MDA and the Army, establishing the conditions for the transition and transfer of capabilities to the Army. The overarching memorandum of agreement addresses GBIs, ground systems, ANTPY-2FBM system, and other systems. MDA has provided limited material release for the Patriot, THAAD, ANTPY-2FBM systems, and GFC notes, which allows the Army to field these operational systems and focus entirely on operations. A limited material release allows MDA to maintain configuration control, determine the schedule for ongoing development, and assess upgrades for all Global MD elements collectively based on the current OE. After limited material release, the Army is responsible for sustainment costs not associated with configuration control or upgrades. Prior to deployment of any new or upgraded capability affecting Army forces, MDA provides a detailed briefing on the operational capabilities, limitations, and in-AOR support requirements. The purpose of these briefings is to identify the actions required to integrate improved capabilities within the existing C2 and support infrastructure and to plan sustainment. FM 3-27, 4 August 2023, by order of the Secretary of the Army, Randy A. George, General, Acting United States Army Chief of Staff. Official, signed, Mark F. Averill, Administrative Assistant to the Secretary of the Army.